And to take us into the breaking of bread comes this one.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name, sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy. Your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on saying. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy. Worship your holy name. Bless you,
time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore, forevermore. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Come on, bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy. Worship your holy name, Lord, I worship your holy name.
Beautiful. That's right, Matt Redman there.
Sing like never. Oh,
Bless the Lord, 10,000 reasons. That is Matt Redman. We're going to continue now to break bread. In spirit and in truth, we're going to worship the Lord as we break bread. I want to read some scripture to you. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and from verse 27. It's important that we do this before we even start. Paul says this, "So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup." Examining yourself from within, beloved. That's what Paul is saying. "For if you eat and the bread and drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself." What he is saying here is if you don't have a true relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you haven't given your heart to Jesus, put simply, and you drink the cup and eat the bread, you are sinning actually against the body of Christ. Paul goes on to say, "That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if we would examine ourselves, we would not be judged by God in this way." That is why it is so important that we do this. And I want to pray, and I want you to join with me in this prayer. Now, I am quite certain that you have given your heart to the Lord. You have a wonderful relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you haven't, this is the time when you can correct that. You can get that right. You can have a brand new relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, you won't be taking the bread and the wine unworthily. This is so, so vital, beloved. I can't tell you. Say these words with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for what you have done in my life. I ask you right now to forgive me of any sin in my life at all. Search my heart, Lord. Search my soul. Search my heart and search my mind. And I pray now in the name of Jesus that you would baptize me in your precious blood and forgive me for any sin that I have committed. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and make me brand new. Change the way I think, Lord. Teach me to only focus upon you. I pray now, in Jesus' name. Thank you for saving me and washing me clean. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And if we now go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter and verse 23, it says this, "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. And then he broke it into pieces, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let's take the bread now, beloved. Thank you, Lord, for your precious body that was broken for me and for my brothers and sisters around the world. We meet together now, Lord, as a family. And if we could, we would be joining hands right across the world. Lord, we are, figuratively speaking, and we join together in our adoration and our love for you, for what you did for us on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. No greater cost. No greater sacrifice for me, Lord, than that. And we worship you. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people. This cup is the new promise between God and his people. An agreement confirmed with my blood." Thank you, Lord. "Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Let's drink the cup now. Oh Lord, your broken body and your blood pouring out and saving me and cleansing me and my brothers and sisters. Lord God, we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise in the name of Yeshua. Let's worship now. Let's worship him and tell him how much we adore him. For he did all of this for you and I. He gave up his life on a cross and 3 days later was resurrected. He is alive today, beloved. Say that after me now. Just say, "Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive." Here comes Lara Martin from the Abundant Life Church in Bradford, and this one simply called "Always." Let's worship now.
Tonight.
wonderful. Always that. Lara Martin here on Worship Radio 247 online. And I pray in Jesus' name that you were mightily blessed by breaking bread.